Delaware's junior senator Chris Coons told Delaware Public Media before the Senate's vote. He opposed the measure because corporations and the wealthiest Americans will benefit most from the cuts. While some Republicans, like Senator John Cornyn of Texas, say Democrats refuse to help craft legislation, Coons says that's not true.
I tried hard to offer bipartisan alternatives, met with repeatedly, and drafted options with a number of Republicans who were really concerned about the impact on the deficit of this massive tax bill. But ultimately, all of them joined this bill.
Senator Tom Carper was a member of the committee that drafted the final version of the bill and says Democrats couldn't propose amendments. The legislation makes corporate tax cuts permanent while the individual rate cuts disappear by the end of 2025. It also repeals the requirement that all Americans buy health insurance or pay a penalty. The Joint Committee on Taxation says the bill adds $1.4 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.